Okay, good morning. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Chav Zayin. Today's stop is sponsored by Eliezer and Ari Ginsberg in memory of Benachem Yaakov and Aaron Baruch Halevi. We're going to start on Chav Zayin by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is now going to talk about a get that was written Lishma, and now it was lost and found. So in which ways now that it was found can you be machzik that it's the same get that was written Lishma? Because maybe it was dropped, it was lost, and now this is a different, and now there's a different get. So now, do we have to be choshes that maybe this is a different get that wasn't written Lishma and we shouldn't use it? So, a maybe get, you have a shliach who brings a get, right, and this get was written al pitzivo yabal, avad him enu, and he loses the get. Matzola alter, if he finds it immediately, and the Gemara is going to describe later what la alter means, kasher, then you can still use it. You can assume that this is the get that he lost. The imla, but if he doesn't find it right away, puzzle, then you're not puzzled to use it for gerushin, because maybe this isn't the same get that was lost, rather this is a different get that has his name and her name, the same name, and if it was not nichtav lishma, and if so, it wasn't nichtav lishma for this gerushin. That's, the Gemara describe later what la'alter and what not la'alter means. Mitzo b'chafisa, he found it in some sort of kli, obed deluskama, or some sort of bag, and I guess there's some sort of simon on the kalim that these belong to him, even though he's, according to Rashi, even though he doesn't recognize the get, rather he recognizes the chasif or deluskama, he can use this, and also imakiro, if he recognizes the get itself, b'tviyas ayin, then that's kasher. So there's machlokas between Rashi and Rambani, or how you read the Gemara. Rashi says there are two cases here. Either he recognizes the chasifa and the deluskama without recognizing the get, and or he recognizes the get. It's two cases. Whereas the Ramban says it's matzoba chafisa or deluskama imakiro. It's one thing. If he finds it in the chafisa and the deluskama and he recognizes them b'tvias ayin, then that's considered a good get. Okay, we'll go according to Shita Rashi that there are two cases here. So now continue the Gemara. The Gemara says that only if you found it, the Mishnah had said that only if you find the get la'alter, it's kosher to use it for gerushin. So the Gemara is now going to be maksha an apparent steer between our Mishnah and a Mishnah above Metzia. Viri minhu, and we'll ask a kasha, the steer between two Mishnayos. We learn in above Metzia, matzah gitei nashim, a person finds, in the street, finds gitei nashim, v'shichurei avadim, or he finds emancipation documents, or he finds the yasakei. These are the yasakei are the, not necessarily shtaros, but it's when people write down what the Shchiv Meira has said. Again, usually you have to do a Maisa Kenyan for a Matana to work, but a Matana Shchiv Meira is Ksuvim and Sarim Damu. But what they do is they used to write down what the Shchiv Meira said. So that was found in the street. Or they found Matanos. They found Shtari Matanos, the Shovrin, or other types of receipts, right? It says that Lelovet paid back to Malva. Hareze lo Yasir. You shouldn't return the get to the husband or to the wife. You shouldn't return the Shtar Shtaros. You shouldn't return them to anything because Shani Omer, I might say, Abuchash, Suvin Hayu, maybe these shtaros were all written. We'll use the get case. Maybe the get was written because he wanted to divorce her, right? V'nimlach alayhin, and then he had charata, and in the end, v'shalom linton, and then he didn't give it to them. So therefore, he didn't give it to him. So you can't return it back to anybody because you can't return it to him to her because maybe it's not a get. You don't want to return it to him because he can't use it. Maybe he had charata. It's not lishma anymore, but. Ha'amar tenu, but if the husband then says, you know what, you found that get, go ahead, give it to my wife. I dropped it, it's my wife, it's mine. Nostin, you can give it to the, this is the diyuk that they make. Ha'amar tenu, if he says, give this get to my wife, I didn't have charata. Nostin, you give her the get, and she's miskaresh as well. Va'afilu l'zman meruba, even if a long time had passed that from when he lost the get. And we're not choshish that maybe he shmok kishma and shmok kishma. So therefore, it seems to be the diak from the other mishnah seems to be that even if you found it after a long time, our mishnah says that only if you find it la'alter. So the Gemara says Amarabba, nope, there's no stira. Amarabba lo kasha, there's no stira here. Khan in our mishnah where we say that's usher to be machzir the get unless you find it right away. That's talking about a case, but makom shehashayaros mitzuyos. That's talking about a case where there were a lot of travel. It was a busy area. It's like on Broadway. Right, but Khan in the case above Mitzia, the Makom Sheena Shiras Mitzios. It's not a well traveled place. You know, it's back Lawrence somewhere. It's not a well traveled place. No one really goes there because it's dark at night and you can't drive there anyway. So no one really goes there. Therefore, you should be choshish that maybe it fell for somebody else. Obviously, it belongs to this person. So the Gemara gives another tonight for Rav in order to be choshish. Even if we're talking about a place where it's a very well-traveled area, and that we said that we're choshesh, maybe the get fell from somebody else, there's another condition that has to be met in order to be choshesh. We have to know that there were two people with the same name in that city. So according to Rabba, in order that you can't return to get unless it's found out there, it has to be a makom shayorish mitzvahs. Has to be a well-traveled place, and also has to be makom shehuchzku shnei yosef and shimon b'irachas. If both of these conditions are met, then you have to be choshesh that it fell from somebody else. So Rashi above Metzia, Stukis above Metzia and Yuches says that not only you have to be machzik that there are two Yosef and Shimons, but also to be machzik that the two Yosef and Shimons are married to wives with the same names. But Rashi here doesn't mention that, and the Shulti Giborim brings down that you don't have to be choshesh, it doesn't have to deal with the wives. I don't understand what the lumnus behind that is. In order for the get to be, to worry that the get fell from somebody else, it has to be the exact same stuff. Anyway, you have to look into that to explain that shita. Okay, and we say that this has to be the shita of Rabba, the Elo Temahachi, because if we don't say this, and we just say that if we don't add this extra condition of Chuksu, Shnei Yosef, and Shimon, Pirachas, then Kashi the Rabba, the Rabba. Then we would have a stira in Rabba. Because why? Tahu Gita, the Ishtachach Beidina, the Ravuna, there was this get that was found in the Beis and the Ravuna. And they brought it to the Beis to be Mekayimo, and Beis, Rashi says, and the Beis was Mekayim to get with the Chasima, and it was lost from the person, right? But Habikasiv Bey, and it was written in the get said, Bishvire Masa Dal Rachim Nahara. The get has to also say that the place of where the get was written. So it was written in this place, Bishvire Masa, the Al Rakis Nahara, the ear Shviri, which is on the river Rakas. And in that case, it wasn't Huksak that there was somebody else, with the same name. Vam Rav Huna, it came to the base of Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said, Choshesh in Lishnei Shviri, let's be Choshesh, that are two towns of the same name. There are a lot of Springfield, you know, that always the towns in Springfield. Bethlehem, tons of Bethlehems all over the United States, right? So Mitzvah Choshes for two towns of the same name. So the Machlokes whether he actually passed in this way, this is what he was thinking. I think it was more Mustava, this is what he was thinking, because the next line says, V'amali Rechizla Rabba, Rechizla says to Rabba, Puk Ayinba, you know what, I'm going to give you a heads up, go look into the situation, Dila Orta Baylach Minach Rahuna. Because later on, tomorrow, Rav Huna is going to ask you what you think about it. So it seems that maybe Rav Huna didn't paskin yet. This is what he was thinking. He was saying, you're right, so, duck, nafuk, Rav went out, duck. He was medaktik, he did some research. You know, he did research for Ashkach, and he found, ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, kol maise bezdin. Anyone who brings out a star that's mukuyim in bezdin, and it has the hanpik of bezdin on it, Harezi Yasir. You're allowed to return it. You're allowed to return it to the Baal Davar. And we're not choshesh that the towns are the same, right? So how do we know that? Again, we're trying to prove that this would be a stira for Rabba. V'hav Beis Din Rav Huna the makom shayorish mitzuyos dami. The Beis Din of Rav Huna, it's a Beis Din. People come in and out all the time. It's a makom shayorish mitzuyos. It's a very well traveled case place. Vikapashit, and Rabba answers from the Mishnah that you're yachzir, you have to return. This was a star milvah here. You have to return it. You're not choshesh that you're not choshesh. Alma I huksaku shnei Yosef and Shimon b'Irachos in mashma that only if you were not huksak that shnei Yosef and Shimon in I lo, but if it wasn't then not. What's the raya again? Because he says it's a makom shayorish mitzuyos dummy, and yet he still says that you have to return. You have to return the star. You can return the star, but without our second condition that it has to be huksak shnei Yosef and Shimon b'Irachos, you would say you only need one condition of shayorish mitzuyos. Here's shayorish mitzuyos, and yet he returns it. It must mean that he has another condition in order to prevent returning the document, which is that you have to be huksak that shnei Yosef and Shimon b'Irachos, and he's not choshesh for people with the same town of Shviri of that town. So the Gemara now brings a Maisa where Rabba Paskin Lemaisa according to Ashita. Ovid Rabba Uvda. He actually Paskin Halacha Lemaisa. Bahu Gita the Ishtichach. There was this get that was lost, right? The Ishtichach Bei Kitana. And it was found in the Makom of Kitana Bepum Disa. In that place. And Kishmaite. And he Paskin based on our Mishnah. So how did he Paskin? Ika the Amri. Sorry, it was found in the flax area. Right. Ika de Amri, some say the get was found, but Duchta Hecha de Torah Kitana. It was found in a place where they make the flax. When you make the flax, it's it's a very industrial area, not a lot of people there. When you make the flax, Mar always talks about that they smell. It's a bad odor. So that is not a makom shayoros mitzayos sham. So ikad army beduchta the taro kitana be afagav the huchzaku, right? The lo shlichin shayarasa. So here there was only one condition met, where it was huchzak two Yosef and Shimon's in the area, but it was not a makom shayoros mitzayos because it was a foul smelling area. So nevertheless he paskin that you can return it. The ikad army. Some say no, that the get was found beduchta the mizabne kitana. It was found in the marketplace where they sell the flax. A marketplace is a place where it is a very well-traveled area, and so why did he allow the start to be returned? But who shelo huksaku, right? It was a case where there weren't two. It wasn't huksak that two people had the same name. Therefore, you don't have to be choshesh that it fell from the place. Even though it's a place where there is a lot of travel, so you see that Rabba holds, in order to be choshesh and not return the shtar of the get, these two conditions need to be met: a shayaros mitzayos, and b huchzaku shnei Yosef and Shimon be irachas. You can return to shliach, can take it and continue. Our mission was dealing with a case where the shliach was bringing it, but yes, you can return it to give it to the woman. It's still valid. Right, it's still a valid get. You could still go give it to her. You go ahead and give it to her. But now, so Rabba, we learned that Rabba's din from being rummy, from bringing a steer in two mishnayos from here above Mitzia. Rabbi Zeira is now going to bring a steer from our mishnah against from a brisa. And the Gemara's explain why they do it differently. Rabbi Zeira rummy masnisin a brisa umishani. Rabbi Zeira brought a steer against our mishnah from a brisa umishani, and then he answered it. Tanan, it says in our mishnah. Hamevi get, someone finds a get, right, if someone brings a get that was written al pitzivo yabal, v'avad hemeno, and it's lost from the shliach, imitzol altar, if he finds it immediately, kosher, then he's allowed to use it for gerushin. V'imlav, if it wasn't found immediately, rather was found a little later, puzzle, you can't use it for gerushin. Because, again, maybe your fear that this get felt was lost, and the one that you find is somebody else who has the same name and her name, and therefore it's not l'shem gerushin this woman. Uriminu, and we ask the kasha, the steerer between the mishnah and the brisa, because we learned matzah get isha b'shuk. Someone finds a star getting in the marketplace. Bismancha bal moda. If the bal is moda that he was megarish his wife, so then yachzir l'isha. Then return it, give it to the woman. Ain bal moda. But the bal is not moda. This is his get. Lo yachzir lo lezev lo lezev. You can't return it not to the husband because maybe the husband now will bring edei mesira that he was megarish her, and he'll say, listen, I have the get in my hand. I have the get in my hand. This is my receipt. I don't owe the ksuba anymore. Because if I didn't pay the ksuba, why would she give me the get back? So therefore, you don't want him to mess her up. Below the zen, you can't return to the woman because maybe in reality he didn't divorce her, and now she's walking around with this get. She's walking around with this get, and she's going to say I'm divorced. So Shonam asks, but isn't a woman believed when she says that she's divorced because she's not going to be meyiz in front of her husband? So the Gemara says, well, if she has a star getting in her hand, showing him answer, if she has a star getting in her hand, she's going to be meyiz because she has a raya, she has proof, right? So he says you can't give it back. Lo lezev, lo lezev. The baal's not moda. Ha, but bisman shabal moda mias. But when the baal is moda, right? You give it to the woman, and assuming vafilu is mamaruba, it has to be for. It's obviously a mamaruba because if it's immediately right away, then what do you need the baal to be moda for? The baal, so you see, from this brisa, that even if the baal's moda that this was a get that he wrote, even a long time afterwards, you return it and you give it to the wife. That's a steer to our mishnah who says only miyad, only la'alter, and not any time later. So the mishani, and the answer is no. Again, similar to what we answered before, Khan, our mishnah is dealing with the case of b'makom shehashayaros mutsayos, is talking about a case where the shayaros are where it's a busy thoroughfare, and therefore you're choshesh that during the travels somebody else dropped a get. But Khan in the brisa is talking about a case b'makom she'ein hashayaros mutsayos. It's talking about a case that it wasn't not a well traveled place, and therefore you shouldn't be choshesh. Maybe it fell from somebody else who has the same name. The Rashba asks an interesting question. So if it's shayaros mutsayos. Oh, we'll ask the question later. Okay. Ika da Amri. Now, we're going to try Ika da Amri in the Shita Rav Zeira. Because Rav Zeira now just said it's only Makom Shayaros HaMutsayos. So does he agree with Rabba that you need the extra condition? Or does he argue with Rabba that you only need one condition? Ika da Amri v'hu shehukzaku hu delo lihader. Maybe he also holds of the extra condition of Rabba, that not only does it have to be Ein Shayaros Mutsayos, Without only the, in order to be choshish, it has to be shayosh mitzayis. It also has to be that huksagu two people with the same name, and therefore he holds like Rava. The igad amri afagav lo huksagu. Even if they weren't huksak lo lahadar, he doesn't have to be choser pliga the Rava, and therefore he's cholik on Rava. Meaning Rav Zeira says that you only need to have one condition, only if it's shayosh mitzayis. So if you only have shayosh mitzayis, that's enough to be choshish. So trying to figure out what's the machlokas between Rabba and what's the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Zeira. So I saw that Rav Soloveitchik says that what we're dealing with over here is that what do you have to be choshish for? Well, we have to be choshish for that the get was lost. There was an ibud. That there was a lost get. So if you're talking about la'alter right away, the get wasn't lost. You dropped it, you picked it up. That's not considered lost. But what is considered lost? What type of nefil of the star makes it considered that it's a davar ha'avod, so to speak? It's a lost thing. So maybe just a machlokus in degree between Rabba and Rav Zeira as to what constitutes a get being lost. Rabba says the only way you constitute a get being lost if there's a slew of conditions that are met, that A, it's there was shayoros and mitzayos, there are two people there. But Rav Zeira just says as long as there's a small shash, any type of shash, that's sufficient in order to forget to be considered a davar haveda that's lost. Okay. So now again, let's just go point to Rabba. Rabba now said that in order to be choshesh, needed two conditions: shayosh mitzayos and the huksakus neidosif. Okay, and he brought his name because he was rami a steer between our mishnayos. So bishma de Rabba lo amar ki Rav Zeira. So Marzan asks, why did one bring the steer from the Mishnah and the other one bring the steer from the Brisa? So I understand why Rabba didn't bring the steer from the Brisa and brought a steer from the Mishnah. Alima leilakshuye, because it's better to bring a steer in the Mishnah because the Mishnayos are more mesudar. You know, Rabbi put them in order. So that's why he brought the steer. That's why he brought the steer from the Mishnah and not from the Brisa. El Rav Zeira, my time aloma karaba. Why did Rav Zeira bring a stira on our Mishnah from a Brisa? Let him bring it from the other Mishnah above Messiah. Why have to go all the way to a Brisa? So he says, Ar Malach, Rav Zeira would say to us, from the Mishnah of Matzah Gitei Nashim from above Messiah, you can't be Maksha on our Mishnah. Why? Mi katani im amar tnu nosnin vafilus ma'amiruba. The Mishnah above Messiah doesn't say that if the husband says, give it to her, you give it to her even after his mom and Ruba. That's not Mufurish in the Mishnah. That was just a diuk that Rabba made. That wasn't Mufurish in the Mishnah. Dilma, maybe what the Mishnah is saying, Imam or Tznu knows them, Kidakaim alon la'alter. Maybe that only means la'alter. But if it was mom and Ruba passed it, really you wouldn't give it back to her. But the Brisa is talking about where the Baal says, Imam or Yaxer Yaxer. The Brisa is explicit. Then you have to give it back to her. You have to give it back to her if the husband says it, and even Achaz Man Meruba. So therefore, he thinks it's a better source to ask the stira in our Mishnah. Okay. So now that was the answer of Rabba and Rav Zeira between the stira and between the Mishnayos. But now the Gemara is going to bring two different answers to explain the stira between the Mishnayos or the stira between the Brisa. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says there's no kasha from the other Mishnah above Messiah and not from the Brisa, because those places, those are the two, it's mashma that even after it's mamaruba you can be machzir the get. And our Mishnah says only if it's la'alter, because he says kagon da amri edim, the case in the Mishnah, in the other Mishnah or in the Brisa, it's where the edim say may olam locha samnu ella al get echad shayoshif ben Shimon. You know what? The edim come up and testify. We only signed one document that said Yosef and Shimon on it. We never signed two. So don't be choshesh that there's another get out there with our name, with our signatures on it, with the same name. So therefore, if you find it later, you can return it. But in our Mishnah, that's not the case. So maybe there is another, we still can be choshesh. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if it's the case that the Edom are testifying that they weren't choshesh except on one get that had these names, so Mila Memra, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah and the Brisa? There's only one get out there that has this. There's only one get with these edims. So the Gemara says, Mila Tamei, you may have said, Leichas Dilma is Rame Shema Kishma the edim ki edim. Maybe we should be choshesh, not only be choshesh the two Yosef and Shimons, but be choshesh that there are two people, two edim that have, two other people that have the same names of the edim, and be choshesh for that these two people with the same names of these two edim also signed the get. So that far, Kamash Malan, that the Mishnah of Brisa are not here to bring it. That from that far, we're not choshesh. Right, but it said that the Baal tells him to oh, that's, that was the Bryce that said.
Go back to the Baal, can't go to Isha. Maybe Baal never gave it. The legitimate Adam on the Sima.
No, but I think we're talking about cases where it's Hamevi Gev, you know, the Shliach is bringing it. So you give it back to the Shliach to return to complete his Shlichus. Our mission is where you give it back. When you give it back to the shliach or not? Because the shliach is based on meviket. In that case, you give it to the woman because that not be choshish that it was lost or something else. It was not be choshish that it was a different get. It was just lost. Now you found it to give it to them. You're right. So why aren't you choshish that maybe it was just they were just writing it for other purposes? Like maybe you wouldn't have had Edom sign it for those other purposes. Okay. Rav Ashi gives another teretz to answer the stira. It's not a kasha of the Mishnah or the Brisa. He go into the Ka'amar, because it's the case in the Brisas or in the Mishnah in the Bava Metzia. Go into Amar. The Shliach says Nekev Yeshua Betzad Os Plonis. There's a simon on the get that I recognize. There's a hole next to the letter Shin on the third line. Like he gives a specific simon in the get, not just stam a simon that is long or short. There's a specific simon Nekev Yeshua Betzad Os Plonis. The Habale Simon Muvak. That's a real simon in the get. That's enough to return it to him. So therefore, you have to know it's that get. But the Gemara is medayik v'dafka b'tzad os ploni the havelei simon muvak. Only if he says that there's a hole next to the third letter on the fourth line, that's considered a simon muvak. Aval but nekev alma. If he says there's a hole in the get somewhere, oh yeah, there's a hole. I remember there was a hole in the get. Lo, that's not considered enough to give it back because that's not a simon muvak. Right, misapka le simonim. Right, that's no, we're not so mechanis. Why? Misapile, because Rav Ashi had a suffix, simonim im doraisa id rabbanan. He had a suffix whether simonim that are not real simonim, not simonim muvak, like a hole in the fourth line, in the third line, in the fourth line, whether that's doraisa rabbanan, enough to return it to an owner. So if it's only enough to return it midin derabbanan, the rabbanan allowed between hefter base and hefker, you can't give this get to the shliach to give to the wife. To return it, to give it to the wife, to be divorced her on a din d'oraisa, if it's only being returned mid'rabbanan. So he's masupak about whether a simon that's not muvhak is d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Therefore, he says you can't return it because you don't want to have an instance where a get is being where you're affecting a d'oraisa with divorcing a woman, and now she's allowing ishus ish la'alma on a potential only din d'rabbanan. But a simon muvhak, most rishonim say a simon muvhak. A simon muvak is enough to midin deraisa to return it, and that's why he allows it to be returned because that's a din deraisa affecting another din deraisa. Okay.
Return
this was the case. This is the case of the shliach. So the shliach says, "Return to shliach, and now the shliach can complete his shlichus and give it to the woman." Return it to the owner.
Yeah.
Right, so the question is, it's not a difference. If it's a simon muvak, you return it. But if it's not a simon muvak, the difference is because if it's only I lost this gemara and I don't have a simon that's not muvak, you can return it to me because the rabbanan say that's enough. But here you're affecting a get, if it's only a din rabbanan to return it, right, and then you give it to the woman, you're affecting a din d'oraisa, and now it only was returned to the shliach with din rabbanan, and now you're divorcing her din d'oraisa. No, he's explaining what that Bryce is talking about, and that's why it's not a stira between that Mishnah and our Mishnah. Two different cases. That case involved a simon muvak, therefore you can return it. Our Mishnah does not involve a simon muvak, therefore only if it's la'alter you can return it, but if it's not la'alter you can't return it. Just the distinction between the cases. The Metzias is different in the two cases.
No, before, yes, it's the same Adam on the,
That's a different answer.
No,
they asked, what's the chiddush? Because it's a dafka simon muvak, not a non-simon muvak. I understand. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says only if it's a simon muvak, but not if it's not if it's not a simon muvak. Right. The chiddush is that only a simon muvak, which is a din d'oraisa, not a non simon muvak, which is not a din d'oraisa. That's only a din d'rabbanan. Okay. The Gemara now brings a maisa. Rabbi Bar Chana. Okay. Rabbi Bar Chana was a shliach for a get. The irkas legita bei midrasha, and he lost a get in the base medrash. And we're assuming that a base medrash is a place where a lot of people are, right? The base medrash, a lot of people come and learn, so that's the shiaros. But he lost it, and then it was found by other people in the base medrash. Amar, so Rabbi Rechana said, "Isimana, if there's simanim, if the simanim, if you need simanim for to return to get, islei bagavei. I have a simon on the get. I have a simon on the get, and you should return to me based on that simon. Itvius ena. If you want to say that I can use a tvius ayin. I can recognize it. Islei bagavei, because the din is that you can return, if an object is lost from by Talmud Chacham, it's Sormer Rabbanon, he doesn't need simanim. He just needs tvius ayin. He can just recognize. Say I recognize that as mine, and that's enough. That's enough to return it. That's enough to return it. Itvius ayin is the bigavei. I mock you that they think with tvius ayin. So adhurei nihale. They gave him to get back. So Amar Rabbi Brachana said, Lo yadan, I don't know which reason, what was the reason that convinced them to give me back the get. Lo yadan imi shum siman ahadruha. It's because I had the simon, because savri simonim d'oraisa, and they hold that simonim d'oraisa. I mean, that was the suffix before, so maybe it wasn't a simon muvak, but I have maybe they hold that simonim d'oraisa, and therefore they return to me. Right? Imishum tvius ena. And or is it because I had the tvius ena, vidafka tsurba midrabanon, aval inish ba'al malo. And specifically with tsurba midrabanon, have the thing with tvius ayin, you believe by tvius ayin, but not by other people. So the Ritva says that this idea of tvius ayin being recognizable by tsurba midrabanon, with the tsurba midrabanon, so he says, a tsurba mirabanan can get an object back by tvius ayin only if he claims that's his object. If that's his, he can return it back. But aval davar shel achar enu nema mishum shezeh nechshav le'edus. But if he says, "Oh, a tsurba mirabanan recognizes that this belongs to Mati," that's not enough to return it to him. Why the Ritva says? Because mishum shezeh nechshav le'edus. Because now I'm testifying that it belongs to somebody else. And that's considered Eidus. And by Eidus, a Tzurba D'Rabbanan is not believed more than any other person, because you need two Eidim. Eidus by Mominos, to return it to somebody, you need two witnesses. Okay, but the Ran says that, you know, Eid Echad is Neman for Hashavas of Eidus, so that the Ran argues and says that that would be enough. So that would be enough. So that's just the machlokes we've shown about whether or not the tefias ayin of a tzur b'derabanan is enough to return the object to a different person as opposed to returning it to himself.
Here he's acting as a
shield. But it's his. It's mine. I'm holding on to it. It's not returning it to anybody else. You're returning it to me.
Right.
As opposed, right. Oh, so saying, right. So that's
why he would be allowed to.
Exactly. Even according to the Ritva, he would be allowed to.
He's standing in,
right. So it's returning to him. That's why it works. But the question is whether it would work if he's just down, Metzia in the street, and I say, "Oh, that's yours." So it's a story that Ravon believed, and Machlokes is Ritva and the Ran. Let's just say something else. So there was then the Gemara had said that they asked the steward into the Brisa. A guy found a get in the shuk. And at the time that the Baal is Modeh, he's Machzirit. If the Baal is not Modeh, he can't be Machzirit. And that's, but if the Baal is Modeh, you can return it to the wife. So the Shita Mekbetzes brings a question on that. On this is the Kasha of the Steer of Zera. This is the Kasha of Rab Zera. He says, maybe you can answer that the Brisa says that you can give it to the wife because within a Svek Sveka. What's the Svek Sveka? There are two Svekas here. Number one, maybe she was already divorced and she lost the get. That's one suffix. And number two, even if she was not divorced, maybe this is the get. This is the get that was that this is the get. This is a good get, and that was lost. And now let's give it to Shlia to give it to the wife. So the two svekos point. So a bunch of answers as to why it doesn't work. Number one, for sveka to work, in this, both svekos have to appear at the same time. Here they're appearing at different times. Maybe she was divorced then, and maybe this is a good get now. That doesn't work. Other people say that, you know what, that the Sheik Mekbetzes itself answers that just by an Ashes Ish, it's a different, they're different rules. We don't go al pi rov when it comes to an Ashes Ish. So too, we don't use the dinam of Svek Sveka. And also a Svek Sveka, the Sefer Nefesh Chaya says that a Svek Sveka only exists when the Svekas are created by themselves, just by happenstance. Here the Svek Sveka is created by him giving her the get now. Whatever, so it doesn't work for Svek Sveka. I think the best answer is because they don't come at the same time. It's not a Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka isn't a double suffix. Rav says oftentimes, it's not two Sveka. It's Svek Sveka. And here, the Svekas have to exist at the same time. So, the Gemara Tosos on Dibur Masal Bazman asks on that thing also, why does the Baal have to be, like, the Gemara says that the Baal, the Gemara in on Samach Daleth will say that the Baal who says Geirashi is Ishti, he's believed. So if a person believes, if a guy says that I divorced my wife, he's believed. So in this case, why don't we just give the get to her right away? He says that I divorced her, and give her the get, and she's divorced him back. Why don't you return it to the, like you said, why don't you return it to the shliach and then give it? Just give her the get. He agrees and give her the get. See, she's divorced. Just give her the get, and now she has a right that she's divorced. So Tosfos answers, because when a husband's believed that he divorced his wife, he's only believed mikan la'avo. He's not believed l'mafreya. So therefore, he's neman to say that I divorced you, but in this case, it's not believed from the time that the get was written. So that time lag in between. So you give that there's no nemanus on this entire period. So the shliach has to give it, since she's not divorced right now. She's not neman. You have to give it. You have to give it back. I'll pay edim so she can be divorced with it. Fine. Let's go weiter. Okay. The Gemara says that if you find a get la'alter, then the get is kosher. But imlav. Imlav puzzle. But if it's not found immediately, then the get is puzzle. Like the bottom third of Chavzayin of a base. So Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara is going to figure out Ezehu Shalol Alter. What's considered immediate and what's considered not immediate? We need to know a time frame to know what the rule is. So Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan says that the time frame is Sheshoha, right? He's from the time that he dropped the get, he waited the time period Kidei Shetavor Shayarav Hisishra. The amount of time it took for a caravan to pass and to have chaniyah there and to park there. That's the time period. If that time period passes, then it's no longer the altar and you have to be choshesh. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, no, it's not. That's not the time. Ella, rather, it's kedei sheyeh adam omed v'roed shelo avar sham adam. It's the time, it's if a person stood there at the place where the get was lost, somebody else other than the shliach, and he testified that no one other than the shliach passed there, except for the shliach. So there's no chash. Then there's no chash that it belonged that somebody else passed by and dropped the get. The Rashi asks, why are you only being choshet if somebody else passed by after he lost the get? Why shouldn't you be choshet if someone passed by before he lost the get, and somebody else dropped the get beforehand? He doesn't understand why the chash is only that I lost the get at point A, and then maybe somebody drops it at point B. Why not be choshet if somebody else dropped the get at point A and I lost it at point B? Anyway, it's a horror from the Rashba. Okay, he says the Yesh Omrim, and some say that the time you have to wait Shalosh Shah Adam Sham, from the time that the shliach dropped it, you had to be, someone had testified that no person sat there a little bit longer time period. Rebbe Omer Kedei Lichtov Asaget, he gives more of a objective time frame. He says the amount of time it takes to write to get, if it's longer than that time, I don't know, whatever, 15, 20, 30 minutes. That's not considered out there. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Kedei L'Kroso is a different time frame. The shear is as long as it takes to read an already written get. And Acherim Omerim and others say Kedei L'Kroso V'L'Kroso. They combine both. It's the amount of time it takes to write and to read the get. That's not considered out there anymore. And the Brisa continues Vafilu Shaha. Even if you waited there longer than La'alter, the Yeshbo Simonim, but like we said before, but there's Simonim Muhakim in the get, Me'idim Alav, you can testify on the Simonim and the Gemara, and you can return it to the Shliach. And what's the case? The Ami Nek of Yeshbo Bitsad Osploni. What's the Simon Muvak is, like he said before, that there's a hole on top of the shin on the third line. On the fourth shin on the third line, there's a hole. The Ein Me'idim Al Simoni Haguf. But you can't testify. It's not a good enough sim to testify on like the dimensions of the get. The Ami Aruch V'Gutz, that you say it's long or short, because those aren't really simonim, because whatever, there are tons of getting that are long or short. You have to testify on a sim and muvak about that we said before. Well, if for simonim, it's with somebody else. He finds it. He picks it up. The shliach drops and he picks it up, the Mishnah said. The question is, should you be choshesh that this is a different get? What? Well, a week later is beyond the altar. Because the shliach is supposed to do his shlichus. So, I mean, for him waiting a week, I don't think is shliach. He knows. I don't know. What if? I don't know. He knows. Okay. But mitzo kasher b'kish, kiss. Let's say he finds the get tied to some sort of pocket or ba'arniki, b'tabas, or it's tied to tied to some bag or to a ring, and he's makir that this is his. O shematzo ben kelav, or he finds it, turned over to chafches, or he finds it amongst his kelim. Afil lezman meruba kasher. Even lezman meruba, later it's kasher. He finds it a long time later, it's kasher, because it's tied to something that he knows is his. So he knows that that's not somebody else. No one else is going to tie their get to my stuff. We're not choshish for that. So that's the get, and he can continue. Okay. So Itmar, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha shilosha adam sham. Shmuel says that halacha is that what's considered the shear of the altar is so long as no other person, you know, waited there. The Rabbi Rachana Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, halacha shlo avar adam sham. As long as a person didn't pass by. Question of whether he sat down there or passed by. So the Gemara says, Lema mar halacha kamar, mar halacha kamar. Why they usually just say halacha to this town, halacha to this guy. Why they actually say the shita? The Gemara says, Mishum da apchilhu. Because there were different girsas in the Bryson, and they didn't know who actually said what. So instead of saying the names and getting people confused, they just said the shitas. Okay? The Mishnah said, but mitso, if you found a get b'chafisa obo dilutzkuma, the Gemara said that that's kosher. So the Gemara says, my chafisa, what's the chafisa? I'm a Rabbi Rachana, chemas kitana. Chafisa is a small like flask that you sort of keep wine in. And the Gemara says, my dilutzkuma, what's considered dilutzkuma? Telika de savi. It's an old person's bag. You know, the older people have these bags where they keep all their stuff in, so not to get lost. So if you find it in these things, if you find it in these places, then that's sufficient. So what's the halacha lemaisa? There's a machlokas, okay, about the whole thing. So a lot of Rishonim, the Bahag, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashba, the Ritva. They say that we paskin like Rabba. Paskin like Rabba means that you need both conditions that we discussed. You need both conditions in order to be choshesh. That you need number one shayoros mitzaros and chuksiku. Then you're choshesh that it fell from somebody else. But the Rif and the Rambam in Gerish and Perek Gimel Halachates, they paskin like Rav Ashi. Meaning that the difference between what was Rav Ashi, between our Mishnah and that Mishnah, what was Rav Ashi? Sorry? Right, there has to be a siman. Only if there's no siman, then you can't return it. Even if it's shayoros, and even if there's no shayoros, and there's no yoshif, not huksiku. So only time you can return it is if there's a siman. That's how they paskin. They don't even paskin like Rabbi. You actually need an actual siman. Okay. The Gemara had said that one of the answers was that the Edom testify that we never signed a different get. So there's a machlokas in Rishonim. What exactly are the Edom testifying? Are they testifying that we only signed one get in our lives? We don't know who it was, but we only signed one get. Or are they testifying that, or are they saying that, you know what, we only signed one get for a guy, and they recognize the person who they signed. We only signed one get for this Yosef ben Shimon. Some, right, he brings from. So Rashi Tosas Rid says that the Edim write that this is the only get that they ever signed, right? But they don't know who the person was that they actually signed for. They just know we only signed one get. What? No, but we're not worried about Lishma here. We're worried about establishing. We know originally the get was written Lishma. We're trying to establish that this is that get. So the Tosas Rid. What? So at the time they signed it, they knew.
They knew.
This is it. This is they're coming afterwards when the get was found. We don't remember who we signed the get for. What? Well, who knows how long ago? What? They find the son in front of each other. I don't know if they find the son. I don't know the halacha. I don't know. But then, even if they did sign in front of the Baal, they don't remember. They don't know who the guy was. Whatever. You have people. I remember once in my office, like the guy from the trust and estates asked me to sign a will. To witness a will. I have no idea who the person was. I witnessed the will. Until 120, maybe they'll call me in, but I have no idea who the person was who I signed the will for. Okay, so now we'll do the Mishnah, continue the Mishnah. So the Mishnah now is talking about a case where Shliach is bringing a get from Medina Sayyam, right? Do we have to be choshesh then maybe from the time he left, to the time he gets to the wife, on the way, the husband had died, and he can't no longer do his shlichus. or do we establish that the Baal's alive? So the Mishnah says. See, we're going to move along because we have the problems on for Tisha B'Av, so we'll try to cover a little more ground. So I maybe get someone brings a get from Medina Sayyam, the Heinicho Zakein Ochola, and when he left, the husband was very old or he was sick. Nevertheless, we're not choshes, no same law b'cheska shukayim. We give her the get, assuming that the chazaka that he's until we hear otherwise, the chazaka is that he's a cheska shai that he's still alive. And also, bas yisrael hanasua lechohen. You have a bas yisrael who's married to a kohen. Therefore, she eats truma, right? So long as that she's married to him. V'holach b'ayilu l'medina sayam, and her husband left on a trip, right? Ocheles b'truma b'cheska shukayim. She can eat truma so up to the point that we know for a fact that he's no longer going to be able to come back. That he was nifter. But until that point, we have chazaka that he's alive. And also, hashuleya chatos medina sayam. Someone owes a korban chatos, and he sends this korban chatos to the Beis Hamidrash to be nikra agabi mizbeach. And the halacha is you can only be makriv a korban for a baal who's alive. We're not choshes that he died. Makriven also becheske shukayim. We're makrivit on the assumption, the presumption that he's still alive. Because if he dies, then it's considered a chata shemesu baleh, which is not kosher. So, but there's a presumption that he's alive until you hear otherwise. So the Mishnah had said that if you bring a get and the husband was older or sick, we're not choshes that he dies. Rather, we presume that he's alive until we hear otherwise. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava lo shanu ela zaken shelo higil gvuros. We're only talking about a case of a zaken who didn't reach the years of gvuros. What's the year of gvuros? It's 80 years old. Talking about a zaken who's before 80 years old. Or b'chole sherov cholim l'chayim. Or a type of sickness where most people survive. But aval zaken shegil gvuros. But if you're talking about a zaken that reached the years of 80, Vigoses, or talking about a ghost, is someone who most people die from this in a relative short period of time, right? Sherov gosim misa lo. That's not. Then you don't presume it. You have to find out for certain before you give the get whether the guy is still alive. So maybe the chazaka is not there anymore. The presumption is gone. Rava's question is that the presumption is gone after 80 years old. You only have the presumption up to 80. Esve Abaye, but Abaye says, what are you talking about? I maybe get, if I bring it, Bryce says, I maybe get Meinichu Zaken, and I left him when he was Zaken. I feel a Ben Meir Shana, even if he's 100 years old. No sin la b'ches v'shu kayim. Presumption exists all along. So, one answer is to Yufta. Maybe it's Akasha on Rabbah. V'yibayis Eimah Kevin Iflig. Or we can say, listen, we're talking about a centurion now. We're talking about a guy who passed the age of 80 years old, so he gets the Chazaka back. Because once he's out of the realm of normalcy, so he gets the chazaka back. Rashi says, "Kaven to iflig mishar derech kol haaretz sheherich yomim ad meyashana iflig the eno kishara adam." He's not like anybody else. He's karov lemavis. Aval ben shmoni va'achas ad yotzer ad tishim karov lemavisu. Rashi says, though, the time period where he's within the chazaka, where we do presume that he was going to die, is from 80 in a day till 90. But once he passes 90, then he's iflig. But I saw other Rishonim, the Ramah says, no, the Gemara says 100. So between 80 and 100, you presume he dies. Once he reaches that stage of 100, then he's a chazaka that he's going to live longer. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.